Well, greetings to you. On behalf of the Fellowship of Congregational Churches, I feel like a sort of part-time member of Parkstone Chinese. We've been here quite a bit this year, and it's been lovely to see what God is doing among you.
我代表公理联会的众教会向各位弟兄姐妹问安。 我自己个人的感觉，我好像是这个教会的部分时间的会友， 因为我来到你们教会已经有好几次了， 也很高兴地看到神在你们当中所行的事。
I'm looking forward to preaching with the help of an interpreter.
我非常的期待，就是在讲道的时候，有一位的翻译在做传译。
I'm going to pray. Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, thank you for the family of God and for this opportunity to gather together in the Lord's name.
父神，我们感谢你，给我们在神里面有这样的一家人。 也让我们能够一起的在这里来聚会，来敬拜。
We pray that you would give us ears to hear and minds to understand and hearts to embrace your word.
我们恳求你给我们受教的耳朵，也给我们有一颗愿意接受的心， 让我们的心思意念都愿意来听你的话。
Help us now to consider your word together and for the help of your spirit in Jesus' name.
帮助我们一同的靠着圣灵的能力，我们一同的来明白你的话语，祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。 Amen.
When Jesus was leaving this world after he rose from the dead, he said these words to his followers.
在耶稣基督他从死里复活要升天之前，他说了以下的这些话：
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That's the mission.
这个是使命。
That generation after generation of followers of Jesus Christ have been given to make disciples and to keep on making disciples.
这是一代接着一代，耶稣基督他的跟随者，他们要去使人来做他门徒，而且是做那些可以使其他人做耶稣门徒的人。
In other words, he's telling them to keep the main thing, the main thing.
也就是说，耶稣基督要他们这些门徒呢，他们把首要的事情当做首要的事情来对待。
Let me illustrate or try to illustrate.
让我跟大家解释一下。
From time to time you hear stories of organizations or different groups that have lost sight of their mission.
可能大家不时都会听到有一些的团体或者组织，他们忘记了他们的使命是什么。
One case of this is a story of a British bus company who hired a time and motion expert.
有这样的一个的案例，是一个真实的故事，就是一个英国的巴士公司，他们就去找了一个时间专家。
Who told them that the most important thing was to stick to the timetable.
这个时间管理的专家就告诉他们，最要紧的事情就是要准时。
No exceptions. Our mission is to run on time.
不可以有例外的，我们的使命就是一定要按着时间表准时的去走我们的这些巴士的路线。
The bus company took the consultant's directions very seriously and brought in a new rule for their drivers. If you're running behind time, you don't stop for passengers.
那么这个巴士公司呢，他就对这个顾问所讲的话呢非常的认真，所以呢，他就为他们的巴士的司机就给了他们一条新的规定，就是说，如果你晚点了，你不要停下来接客。
So imagine you're at the bus stop, waiting on the bus. It comes along. There's not many people in it, and the driver waves at you and looks at his watch. He's catching up in 2 minutes because he can't stop for passengers.
啊，所以想象一下，就是你在那个巴士站那里等这个车，然后呢，那巴士来了，车上并没有多少人，但是呢，那个司机看着你，啊，笑了一笑，指着他的手表说：“我晚点了，我不停下来接你，我要走了。”
The trouble was they'd missed the main thing. They'd lost their vision. As a bus company, it's not simply running on time, but it's to move passengers.
问题就是这个巴士公司，他忘记了他的使命是什么，他首要的事情是什么？他这首要的事情不是说一定要准点，而是说他要使这些的乘客能够顺利的去到另外一个地方。
For Christians and for Christian churches, it's easy to forget the main thing, which is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么作为基督徒，作为属基督的教会，我们很容易会忘记我们首要的事情是什么，那就是这个福音。
So today, for Samuel, for you at Padstow Chinese, for all of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, the main thing is to make sure the good news of the gospel remains central to all that we do.
所以今天对于陈牧师来讲，对于我们教会众弟兄姐妹，对所有的基督徒来讲，首要的事情就是我们要使这个福音能够在我们的教会生活当中成为我们首要的事情。
So pray for Samuel, pray for yourselves as a church, pray for our churches of FCC that the main thing, the gospel, would remain the main thing.
所以呢，我们为陈牧师祷告，为我们教会，为我们公理联会其他的教会来祷告，让我们能够把福音这个首要的事情真正的当作我们首要的事情来办。
For it is only the gospel that is the power of God to change lives.
因为这福音本来就是神的大能，能够来改变生命的。
That's what happened at this church in Philippi, as we read in Acts 16.
这就是我们在《使徒行传》十六章我们读到的，在腓立比的这间教会所发生的事情。
We read of a businesswoman called Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened.
我们读到这一位从商的女士，名字叫做吕底亚，那么神她开了她的心。
There were two other people converted. One was a slave girl, and the other was a prison guard.
同时，在我们读到经文当中，有另外的两个人，他们生命也被改变归主，就是一位是一名使女，另外一名呢是一个看守监牢的禁卒。
So the church at Philippi began with those three very different kinds of people.
那么腓立比的教会就是从这样三个背景非常不同的人开始了。
So we want to look briefly at Philippians 1:1-11 under the heading of partnership in the gospel.
那么让我们一同的来思想腓立比书第一章这里讲到的同心合意兴旺福音。
Some of you here may be business partners. You have a shared vision. That's what a partnership is. That's what church is. We are in this together.
大家可能如果是做生意的话，会有生意上的伙伴。那么你们是需要同心合意的，也就是说，你们需要有共同的一个的使命，一个共同的目标。
Gospel partnership includes commitment.Care, prayer, concern, practical and financial support.
那么要同心合意的来兴旺福音，也需要我们共同的委身，有关怀，有祷告。我们要挂念彼此的事情，也要给彼此有实际的经济上的支持。
Padstow Chinese and Samuel and the brothers and sisters in China that he will go to, and indeed for all of us, we are partners in the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth and to the end of the age.
那么百事道华人公理会和陈牧师还有他所要去服侍的那些的华人啊，我们都是同样的在这里有这样的一个合作的关系啊，是要使这个福音能够传到地极，直到这个世界的末了。
In verse 5, Paul thanks these Christians for their partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
在第五节，保罗他在祷告当中，他感谢因为这些的弟兄姐妹是从头一天直到如今同心合意的兴旺福音。
And he reminds them and he reminds us that this work will succeed.
他也提醒这些的弟兄姐妹，也提醒我们这样的工作是会成功的。
The mission is not in doubt and the partnership will not fail because Jesus has begun the good work and will bring it to completion.
这样的事工是不容置疑的，因为耶稣基督他开始了这个事工，他必成全这工。
Jesus said, I will build my church.
他说，耶稣说，我要建立我的教会。
So this morning we are reminding ourselves that we are partners together in this great work.
所以今天早上我们也要提醒我们自己，我们是在同心合意的，在这样一个伟大的事工上面有份。
In verse 7 and in verse 8, Paul emphasizes the importance of passion.For the gospel.
那么在第七节第八节这里，保罗他也提醒我们，我们对这样的一个福音的工作，我们必须要有这样的热心。
Passion for the gospel and compassion for the people that we speak the gospel to. Paul not only knew the truth of the gospel, but he felt it deeply in his heart. Verse 7, it is right for me.To feel this way, since I have you in my heart.
对福音有这样的热心，也对接受这个福音的人要有怜悯。保罗他不单单只是知道啊，这样有这样的一个福音，他也深深的在他的心里面感受到了这个样的福音。所以他说：“我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里。”
This gospel was more than information.To be downloaded into our minds.
这样的一个福音不单单只是一些的信息，让我们能够传递，让我们能够放到我们的脑子里面。
It is a proclamation to a lost world that brings transformation in people's hearts and lives and communities.
这样的一个福音是向这个世上的世界的一个的宣告，是一个能够使人的生活给社会带来转变的这样的一个宣告。
It is important to know what the gospel is and how to defend it and confirm it.
非常重要的是我们要知道这个福音是什么，也要知道怎样的去辨明，去捍卫这样的一个福音，去怎样去讲解明白这样的一个福音。
In verse 7, we read that Paul is in prison for defending and confirming the gospel.
在第七节我们读到保罗他在捆锁当中，他也是要辨明证实福音。
And you know that many Christians in different parts of the world including China have faced such persecution.
我们也知道有世界各地包括在中国有许多的基督徒因着这个福音而被关了起来，在捆锁当中。
Paul was convinced that the gospel was powerful enough to change lives.
保罗他深深地相信这样的一个福音，他有这样的能力能够来改变生命。
So he is both defending the truth of the gospel and confirming and proclaiming the gospel.
所以呢，他不单单只是在辨明，在捍卫这个福音，他也是在证实，在宣讲这样的一个福音。
How did he do that?
他怎样去做呢？
He's confirming that Jesus is the God of heaven, the maker of heaven and earth, and that Jesus died for our sins to redeem us.
那就是保罗他去证实 耶稣他是神，他是这个世界天地的创造主，他也为着我们的罪而死，来买赎我们。
He confirms that Jesus rose from the dead to make us right with God, and that Jesus reigns at God's right hand.
他也证实耶稣他是从死里复活，使我们能够与神和好，而且耶稣他现在正在父神的右手边掌权。
And he confirms that Jesus is coming again to gather his church and to judge the world.
他也证实耶稣他要再来，他要召集他的教会，他要来审判世人。
So let us all pray that we will defend and confirm the gospel at all times.
所以我们的祷告是要让我们能够在任何时刻，我们都能够来辨明证实福音。
So we remember that we are in partnership for the gospel.
所以我们要记得，我们是同心合意的来兴旺福音。
And that we are to be passionate about the gospel.
而且我们也是要为这个的福音有这样的热心。
And the third and final thing we want to look at is that our praying is to reflect the gospel.
第三样也是最后一样，我们要来思想的，就是我们的祷告也要反映出这样的一个福音。
So what does that look like to pray in a gospel way?
所以按着福音来祷告会是怎样的一个方式呢？
What can you pray for Samuel and for the Christians in Southeast Asia and for yourselves at Padstow Congregational Church?
那么大家能够怎样的来为陈牧师祷告，怎样的来为东南亚的那些的基督徒祷告，怎样来为我们百事道教会的弟兄姐妹祷告呢？
Let me suggest to you that the prayer in verses 9 to 11 would be a good prayer to think about when you pray for Samuel, for yourselves and for the work of the gospel.
我的建议是在我们读到的腓立比书第一章第九到第十一节，这里面保罗的祷告是我们很好的一个榜样。当我们在为陈牧师、为那些他要服侍的弟兄姐妹去祷告的时候，我们可以来思想这样的一个祷告。
Let's look just at a few things that Paul mentions in these verses.
我们来看一看保罗他所提到的几样的事情。
We can pray that our love would increase more and more for Christ and His truth.
我们的祷告可以是让我们的爱心，就是为基督啊，为着他的真理的爱心，能够多而又多。
That our knowledge of God would grow in depth and insight, and that our choices would be wise and discerning. Verses 9 and 10.
同样，在第九、第十节，我们祷告可以是让我们的知识和各样的见识能够更加的长进，让我们能够更加分辨是非，做出更有智慧的选择。
And that we would be sincere in our hearts, and that our lives would be filled with spiritual fruitfulness.
让我们的祷告也可以是让我们的真诚更加的显明，让我们的生命充满了圣灵的果子。
And that in all that we do together in partnership for the gospel will be to the glory of God.
也让我们在同心合意兴旺福音的时候，我们所做的一切事情能够更加活出神的荣耀。
This church at Philippi was joyful. It was committed to the work of the gospel in the world.
这样的腓立比的一间教会，他们是蛮有喜乐的一间教会，他们也是委身于使这个福音能够传到世界各地这样的一个使命上面。
They were committed to praying for Paul and to sharing in meeting Paul's needs.
他们委身要为保罗来祷告，也要供应保罗一切的需要。
In the closing chapter, chapter 4, verses 10 to 20, we are reminded of how loving and careful, caring and supportive this church was.
在腓立比书最后的一章，第四章第十到第二十节，他也提醒了我们，这样的腓立比的教会，他们是怎样的去供应保罗一切的所需。
In verse 10, he rejoices that they have renewed their concern for him.
啊，第十节保罗说，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。
That he had learned to be content whatever his circumstances.
而他也学会了怎样的去处不同他所遇到的不同的环境。
He says also that with God's help he can do everything through him who strengthens me.
他也说了，他说靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And yet, verse 14, it was good for you, or of you, to share in my troubles.
在第十四节那里，保罗也说，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
He reminds them that, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Verse 19.
他提醒腓立比教会，就是在第十九节那里，他说：“我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。”
So as well as your prayers, there is practical care and concern for Samuel and for the work of the gospel.
所以我们不单单只是在我们的祷告上面啊，在实际的事情上面，我们能够来支持陈牧师，支持他的福音工作。
The scriptures tell us that sacrificial giving to gospel ministry is in order that that gospel might spread and grow and change lives.
同样的，这圣经也提醒我们，我们去奉献，我们去摆上，也是为着能够使这个福音的事工能够在世界的各地能够更加的兴旺起来。
Jesus is the greatest example of giving.For the sake of the gospel,
耶稣他是我们一个美好的榜样，就是怎样的去为这个福音的工作去摆上。
We read in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9.
我们在哥林多后书第八章那里，我们也读到。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.So that you by his poverty might become rich.
就是你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Pray that God will grant to Samuel all the provision that he makes to do this gospel work.
我们祷告是求神供应陈牧师，让他在做他的福音的事工上面所需用的一切都充足。
And consider how you might be able to play a part in supporting that.
也思想我们自己能够怎样的来支持陈牧师他的工作。
If you're like me and you drink too many cups of coffee every week, then you might want to try cutting back on a cup.Think of that, $3.50 here, I don't know how many people's in here, but if we sacrificed a cup of coffee each week to support the work of the gospel, then it may surprise us how much support we can raise.
如果大家像我一样喝太多咖啡或者茶的话，那么大家可能可以考虑一下怎样的来减掉一些。那么一杯咖啡的钱3.5块，如果放在这个福音事工上面的话长期以往，大家可能会非常惊讶的发现，原来你们可以摆上的是那么多。
Gospel ministry can't be done without prayerful and practical support.
福音的事工是需要我们一同的来付上祷告，还有实际的行动。
And yet, to quote a famous missionary of the past to China, Hudson Taylor, who said, "God's work done in God's way will never lack God's provision."
那么，我们如果来引用一下戴德生。这一位伟大的宣教士他所说的一句话，他说神的事工按着神的方式去做，永远不会有缺乏。
So as we close, let me remind you again to keep the main thing
所以在结束的时候，让我们再次的提醒我们自己，我们要把这首要的事情当做首要的事情来办。
Be committed to staying on mission and reaching out to lost people, whether it is the ends of the earth or whether it is here in the Padstow area.
让我们一同的委身，要让这个福音能够传到所有的失丧的灵魂那里，不管是在世界的各地，还是在这个本地的这个地方。
Along with Samuel, be committed to equipping every Christian to know and share the gospel and to grow in its truth.
让我们和陈牧师一同，我们委身，让这个福音能够传开出去，也让那些人能够成为主的门徒，啊，让他们能够在主里面成长，更加认识真理。
And be committed by God's grace to make disciples.
靠着神的恩典，我们委身去使人做他的门徒。
Be committed to keep your hearts centered on Christ and your lives filled with love and grace in the partnership of the gospel.
也让我们委身，让我们的心能够以基督为中心，让我们的生命能够充满他的恩典。
And so to Samuel, to Padstow Chinese.To Engadine, to all the churches of our fellowship, let us do the work of mission locally and globally to the ends of the earth and to the end of the age.
所以也让我们这个教会与陈牧师一同，与其他的教会一起，我们委身于这个福音的工作，不管是在本地还是在世界的各地，直到世界的直到地极，直到世界的末了。阿门。
Thank you.
谢谢。
We're going to rest. Do the hymn.
Yes.
So we're going to sing our next hymn.
我们接下来要唱接下来的这首诗歌。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, Jesus says that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
在马太福音二十章二十八节，耶稣说：“正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。”
He also calls us to be servants, to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and to love our neighbors as ourselves.
他也叫我们做仆人，把福音传到地极，并且去爱人如己。
Let's stand and sing, make me a servant.
让我们一起站，站，站立，唱我愿做仆人。
We'll sing in English first. 我们先唱英文。
Yeah.
Please be seated.
请坐。
We will now have the commissioning of Reverend Samuel Chan.
我们现在进行陈牧师的差遣礼仪。
I'm going to invite Samuel to come and share a little bit with us before we do the formal commissioning. So, welcome, Samuel.
我们现在邀请陈牧师上来与我们有一点的分享，然后我们才开始我们的差遣礼。
在尼希米记第二章四到八节这样子说，王问我说：“你要求什么？”于是我摸到天上的神，我对王说：无人若在王面前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。那时王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说：你去要多少日子？几时回来？我就定了日期。于是王就欢喜差遣我去。我又对王说：王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过，直到犹大。又赐诏书通知管理王园林的亚撒，使他给我材料，做属殿营楼之门的房梁。
In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 4 to 8, the Bible says, Then the king asked me, What is your request? So I prayed to the God of heaven and answered the king, If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor with you, send me to Judah and to the city where my ancestors are buried, so that I may rebuild it. The king, with the queen seated beside him, asked me, How long will your journey take, and when will you return? So I gave him a definite time, and it pleased the king to send me. I also said to the king, If it pleases the king, let me have letters written to the governors of the region west of the Euphrates River, so that they will grant me safe passage until I reach Judah. And let me have a letter written to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, so that he will give me timber to rebuild the gates of the temple's fortress.
神感动尼希米回耶路撒冷重建城墙。
So God moved Nehemiah to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the city.
当亚撒谢世王问尼希米，你回耶路撒冷你要求什么？
So when King Artaxerxes asked Nehemiah what his request was as he returned to Jerusalem,
尼希米提出三个的要求。
Nehemiah raised three requests.
第一，他想求王差派我。
Firstly, he asked the king to send me.
第二，他求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的城长，准我经过，直到犹大。
And secondly, let me have letters written to the governors of the region west of the Euphrates River, so that they will grant me safe passage until I reach Judah.
第三，他求王供应建筑材料。
And thirdly, he asked the king to give him timber to build.
在过往的几年，国内的家庭教会在主的恩典里面，他们成立了不同的拆船的机构。
In the last few years, the house churches in China, by the grace of God, founded different mission organizations.
他们差派年轻的宣教士到海外第三世界比较贫穷的地区做宣教的工作。
And they've been sending young missionaries overseas to impoverished third world regions.
他们被送差到柬埔寨。
They were sent to Cambodia,
老挝、
Laos,
尼泊尔、
Nepal,
南亚、
South Asia,
孟加拉、
Bengal,
缅甸、
Burma.
泰国北部
Northern Thailand
河内
Hanoi
大概几个的拆船机构加起来有四五十个宣教士从中国拆出去在这些地区
All these mission organizations together they send out about 40 to 50 young missionaries to these regions
他们用不同的方式留在这些地区向中国人向当地的 本地的人来传福音。
Through different ways, these missionaries stayed in these different areas, lived there, and preached the gospel to the Chinese there and also to the local people in these regions.
今年五月份
and back in May this year,
国内的有一个在拆船的机构，他问我有没有负担去关怀这些年轻的宣教士在这些的地区。
One of the mission organizations in China asked me whether I was burdened to go to these regions and care for these young missionaries.
他说有一些的年轻传道人是以前我在国内做培训的时候，他们一起的来上个课的。
They said some of these young missionaries were actually my students when I was in China, teaching there.
今天他们做宣教士，他们到这些比较落后的地区做传福音的工作。
And now that they have become missionaries, they go to these areas and to share the gospel there.
但是他们需要有年长的牧者去关怀他们。
But they need a more senior pastor to care for them.
当我听到他们这样子的要求的时候，我的内心是被触动的。
And when I heard this request, my heart was moved.
因为这些年轻的牧者，他们在比较落后的环境，他们的生活遇到很多的困难。
Because these young pastors, these young missionaries, when they're living in in the underdeveloped areas, they often encounter difficulties in their lives.
在一些很困难的环境里面，有一些他们打算要退下来。
And so through the difficulties, some of them were considering to withdraw from the missionary work.
他们需要年长的牧者去关怀，去鼓励他们。
So they need a more senior pastor to care for them and to encourage them.
我的工作就是巡回去关怀，去鼓励这些年轻的宣教士。
And so my work would be to go around and visit these young missionaries and to encourage them.
尼西米求王差派他。
Nehemiah asked the king to send him.
公理联会邀请百事道华人公理会联合举办了今天几个差权礼。
And the FCC invited Pastor Chinese to jointly hold this commissioning service.
我感觉意义很重大，因为神将宣教是托付给教会。
I feel it has a very significant meaning because God has entrusted this missionary work to this church.
进入初期教会，圣灵感动安提阿教会差派巴拿巴跟扫罗去做宣教的事工。
Just like in the early church history, the Holy Spirit moved the Antioch church to send Barnabas and Saul to work as missionaries.
这个不是我个人的工作，我很深深的体会，这个是教会跟我一起的同工。
This is not my personal work. I feel deeply that this is a work that we, this church and I, enter into a partnership for.
在东南亚不同的地区开培训班，工作比以前在国内做开培训班那个艰难更大。
The training work in Southeast Asia will be more difficult than the training work in mainland China.
我需要背后有教会。跟弟兄姐妹为我的侍奉祷告。
I really need our church and our brothers and sisters to pray for me and support me.
我需要有属灵的保护跟遮盖。
I need the Holy Spirit to protect me and cover me.
因为要去的这些的地区、这些的国家都是拜偶像、迷信很深的地方。
Because where I go, these regions, these countries, there's deep idol worship. And superstition in this area.
柬埔寨他们的信仰是大部分信佛教、伊斯兰教。
In Cambodia, the majority believes in Buddhism and Islam.
老挝他们主要老百姓的信仰是佛教。
In Laos, the main religion is Buddhism.
尼泊尔他们主要的信仰是印度教、佛教跟西藏的达赖喇嘛。
In Nepal, they believe in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Dalai Lama.
在南亚，他们的主要民间的信仰是伊斯兰教跟东正教。
In South Asia, mainly Islam and Orthodox.
孟加拉他们主要是信印度教、伊斯兰教跟佛教。
In Bengal, mainly Hinduism, Islam, and Buddhism.
缅甸、泰国、河内，他们主要是信佛教。
Burma, Thailand, and Hanoi are mainly Buddhism.
这些的地方都是撒旦的大本营。
And so these areas are actually the base camp for Satan.
所以我们可以想象哪些年轻的宣教士，他们在这些地区做福音工作，哪一种的艰难。
So we can feel the difficulty for these young missionaries to carry out their work in these regions.
我进到这些地区，我需要属灵的保护。
And so when I go into these areas, I also need the Holy Spirit to protect me.
我需要你们为我祷告。
I need you to pray for me.
同样，尼希米求王供应建筑材料。
Likewise, Nehemiah asked the king to supply building material.
今天我靠着主的恩典
And today by God's grace
我也大胆向弟兄姐妹提出同样的请求
I also boldly raise the same request to our brothers and sisters
请你们支持我做这个事工
Please support me in this work
让这个关怀宣教士的事工可以做得更长远可以继续做下去
So that this work of caring for and encouraging the young missionaries can be sustained in the longer term.
让主的心得着满足
So that we can please the Lord.
谢谢主
We give thanks to the Lord.
。Before we commissioning Samuel, we want to ask him some questions. And the first question, sorry, Jeff, you want to join us?
在我们进行这差遣礼之前，我们要先问陈牧师三个问题。
Can the congregation please stand?
请大家一同站立。
Samuel, do you believe that God has called you into missionary service?
Yes, I do. 是我相信神呼召我，要我做这个工作。
Do you now confirm your acceptance of the FCC statement of faith?
Yes, I do. 是我接受 FCC 的 statement。
To the congregation, do you promise to support Samuel in this ministry?
Yes, we do.
Samuel, let me welcome you on behalf of FCC. I think we're going to come up and join us, and Jim will present to you, and then we're going to pray for Samuel.
Samuel, on behalf of the FCC, I just want to present to you a certificate that confirms that we are commissioning you as a missionary to serve with MORE in Southeast Asia, and we want to thank you for the opportunity to do that and to be a part of this service.
Great, thank you. God bless you. God bless you.We're just going to pray for Corey and Samuel.